AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is looking for new ideas to destroy the Islamic State group faster. Is there a threat to the U.S.?
Well, I can assure you that we don't have a specific threat stream or specific evidence in front of us, but there is always, as we've said to people for years, the threat of some actor, some lone wolf person, someone who slipped through. That's the world we're living in today, and we understand that.
He spoke to the Today Show shortly after the French and British leaders met in Paris to announce that they will share more intelligence in the effort to shut down the Islamic State group, which says it is behind the terror attacks in Paris. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
The UK and France are already doing this, but today we've agreed to step up our efforts even further and to work more closely with our European neighbors.
Tomorrow, the French President François Hollande will visit with President Obama at the White House. Meanwhile, Belgian police launched more raids in Brussels over the past day or so, detaining 21 people as they continue their hunt for a fugitive suspect who is thought to have crossed into Belgium after the attacks in Paris. A former Republican staffer fired from the House Benghazi Committee is filing a new lawsuit against the panel's Republican chairman. Air Force Reserve Major Bradley Poliska says in a complaint that Congressman Trey Gowdy made false statements about him after Poliska sued the committee last month. Gowdy said then that Poliska was fired for mishandling classified information. Poliska denies that, and his new suit claims Gowdy defamed him. Takata losing another customer after its exploding airbag scandal. Ford won't use Takata airbag inflators in its vehicles anymore, joining Honda, Toyota, and Nissan. This is AP Radio News. All that snow canceled about 130 flights into and out of Chicago's airport yesterday as the Thanksgiving holiday travel week gets underway. Chicago got almost a foot of snow. Scott Shantz was visiting family in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
We flew in. It was just barren wasteland. And then we woke up the next morning and boom, here we are in the winter wonderland.
It's okay, though. He lives in
California. We never get snow or rain there, but I was born and raised here. Brought my son, who was praying for snow.
He talked to WNEM-TV. Number one at the weekend box office, Mockingjay Part 2, the final Hunger Games film, followed by the James Bond film. One Direction, the British boy band, won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards last night. And higher prices may be pushing more of us out of the home buying market. Sales of existing homes are down 3.4% for the month of October. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.